2 weeks ago, I spoke during the homily about the importance of a deep, radical conversion of our lives to become followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. At that time, I talked about how we can easily, as Christians, fall into mediocrity. We can kind of find a way to live our faith that doesn't cost us very much. And I don't mean cost in a monetary sense. I mean cost in the sense that we don't really stand out very much from the world around us. Someone looking at us might not guess that we're Christian. That, in a sense, is cheap Christianity. But the Lord Jesus calls us to something much more. He calls us to following Him in a very radical way. He calls us to being His disciples, to putting Him and that relationship with Him as one of the primary things of our lives. Today's gospel is again a call to this deep conversion. This time the subject is humility. Jesus calls us to humble lives. Now, lives of caring, lives of service, taking the last place, serving those who cannot pay us back, who cannot return the favor. The scriptures this morning want to impress upon us the importance of our being humble. And that's not the only scripture that deals with this subject. We could go later in the Gospel of St. Luke, Luke 22. He says, "Let the greatest among you be as the youngest, the leader as the servant." Matthew 23, "The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Or we can think about Matthew 25, in that famous passage of the Last Judgment, when the ones who are on the right are the ones who have visited the sick, who have buried the dead, who have fed the hungry, have given drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger. Or we can go to Luke chapter 1, in that Psalm of Mary, which has become known as the Magnificat, when Mary talks about how God has taken the mighty from their thrones and has raised up the lowly, how He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich have gone away empty. We can go to Philippians chapter 2, where St. Paul writes, "Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus, who did not regard equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, He emptied Himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled Himself, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross." This is the model that scriptures want to present to us, the model of Jesus. Jesus, who is God, takes on our human form, dies the most humiliating of deaths, gives His life in service. It is this model that Scripture sets before us. Humility is really truth. Humility is knowing the truth about myself, that God is God and I am not. Humility is realizing that everything I am and everything I have is gift to me from God. It is not something I've earned, not something I deserved. It is God's gift. And even though we may say to ourselves, well, you know, I work hard and I do all this and I've studied hard, yes. But from where came the ability to work? From where came the ability to study and to learn? From where came the ability to make use of the many things in this world that we use? All is gift to us. God is the creator of all. We are the receiver. Everything we are, everything we have, comes to us from God's generous hands. And the more deeply we know this, the more we can be grateful to God, and the more humble we will be, knowing that whatever I can do, whatever talent I have, whatever strength I have, is not really my doing. It is God's gift to me. Without humility, we really have no need to pray. Because when I am the center of myself and the center of my attention, I'm not aware of my need for God. Mary teaches us this very much in her own life. You know, several places in the scriptures it talks about how Mary would cherish things in her heart. Had she been prideful, she would not have been able to do that. Because the prideful person is always focused on themselves. Mary was focused on the God who gave everything to her. And because of her humility, she could cherish, she could reflect upon the wonders that God was working in her life. Mary teaches us so much the necessity of humility if we are to become holy people. I suspect deep down we all know the importance of humility. The struggle for us is how to get there. How do we become the humble person that God calls us to be? Because we all struggle, I suspect, with pridefulness. How do we become humble people? Well, the first step is just to know the importance of humility. And then the next step is to begin to reflect upon the very truth that I've just talked about. That truth that everything we are and everything we have is God's gift to us. Then I think the next step is to beg God, to beg for the gift of humility, to beg God to show us deeply how much we need Him, how we are so dependent upon Him. One of the things I think can be very helpful for us in striving to grow in humility is giving of ourselves in service, especially in ways of service that will not be noticed, that will receive no award, no attention. Last week, and I don't even know where I heard this or who it was, but I somewhere heard a story about a cardinal, one of the cardinals of our church. I suspect not in this country, but I don't know. He put into his schedule every week 1 hour to go to a care facility, and where he ended up carrying bedpans. That humble service could help make him remember his commonality with all of humanity. Think about Mother Teresa. How she must have been humbled by the work she did of going onto the streets of Calcutta, picking up the homeless people who are dying, taking them to a place of care and shelter. One can only imagine the dirt and the filth that she encountered. Pope Francis, his care for the poor in the slums. This kind of humble service can help us to grow in humility. And there's opportunities for that all around us. We have nursing homes that have people who are rarely visited. We have friendship feasts. We have ways that we can serve children in our schools, maybe children who don't have parents who know how to read, or at least don't know how to read English. There are things we can do that will not get much attention, but will touch people's lives in powerful ways. If we want to become humble, we must humble ourselves in the service of others. And that is what the gospel calls us to. It calls us to radically following Christ, who gave himself on the cross. And if we are to be his disciples, we must also give of ourselves. And in that sense, our faith is not cheap. It demands something of us. It demands self-sacrifice. It demands humbling ourselves. It demands knowing that we share the common humanity of all. And we share that call of all to be in service to one another. And then after we've done that, again, we beg God for the gift of humility, because it comes not easily in our lives. But to the extent that we can become humble, to the extent that we know everything we are and everything we have is God's gift to us, we will grow in prayerfulness. The more prideful we are, the less our prayer lives will grow. 2 weeks ago, I quoted St. Bernard of Clairvaux, and I'd like to close by quoting him again. I heard this listening to Father Robert Barron. St. Bernard said, there are three essential things to prayer. The first of those things is humility. The second is humility. And the third is humility. If we are not humble, we will not be prayerful.